Mr. Gibbons, thank you so much for doing this. Congratulations.
JB, man, how are you?
I'm doing well. You can't keep a good man down. You're back in the game. First of all, how was the rodeo?
Oh, nice, man. That's what we do down here, down south, you know?
I know.
We... Anyway, so now, hey, how do you like that title I got? Pretty good or what?
It's okay. I mean, it's got a few too many syllables for me, but it's okay. It works.
It's not quite yours, but it's all right. Yeah.
Yeah. No, not bad at all. Hey, you know what? People don't. I don't know if people realize this, but when you were rehired here, when Alex Anthopoulos called you, it was originally about a scouting job before he talked to you about the manager's job. Was it not?
Well, maybe that's what we said.
Oh, all right.
You know?
So you basically have been lying.
No, we talked.
Is that fake news?
I haven't been lying. No, there's no fake news down here, down this far south. You know that.
Yeah, that's true.
But no, JB, what happened is, when he originally called me, that's what I thought it was about. He really didn't let in on things. I mean, I sensed a little bit maybe, the managing job might be going that way a little bit, but I was basically thought it was, for scouting. That's kind of what we talked about a little bit. So, yeah, you're right. You're right.
John, how did you – first of all, congratulations on your 15-word new job. It's very impressive, that title.
Thanks.
We should all have titles like that. How did you find the job market to be? I'm curious if just, did teams reach out to you? Did you have to reach out to teams? What was that period like when you weren't employed, but yet there were organizations that knew you wanted back in?
Well, what happened? I actually needed that year off there to recharge and some other things. Was it the 6 managing jobs were open, last fall? And I called around and talked to some people. All I wanted was an interview, get in front of somebody, and try to sell yourself. And then, whatever happens, happens. And, I couldn't get a sit-down interview. And that frustrated me a little bit. It was disappointing. But, I get it. I understand. I mean, the game's, it's going maybe a little different direction. Hopefully it comes back. It balances out again sometime. But then, I got this job in Atlanta, and then, everything broke in Houston and then Boston. So I went, I went down for an interview in Houston. I sat down, with Jim Crane, the owner. Loved it. And then, of course, Dusty, they got a good one. Dusty got that job. And then Boston called, and they brought me up there. I thought that, went very well. I'm, a big fan of Hein Bloom now, I'll tell you that. I knew his name from Tampa, but I really didn't know much about him. And, he's got some pretty good ones around him, too. So in reality, yeah, I didn't get a major league managing job. But, the fact that I got to sit down in front of two pretty good, franchises – That's all I wanted. That's all I asked for. That's all anybody can ask for. And then whatever happens, happens. So,
did you have the did you have the special assignment job in your back pocket then? In other words, did Alex say to you, "Look, hey, go ahead and interview"?
Oh yeah, yeah. We knew. Yeah, I knew I was going to work for them. This was it. Heck, this was just 2-3 weeks ago. Whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I knew. I was very happy to go. Do some different things for Atlanta. I feel about Alex and what kind of baseball guy he is. And, I'll primarily be reporting to Dana Brown. Dana's running the scouting department, and he's another good one. So some old familiar faces over there, some real good baseball people, and I'm looking forward to it.
John, you mentioned that you interviewed for the Astros job, which I think in itself must have just been an absolutely fascinating process. What was your thought process? Let's say, had you gotten that job, how would you go about being one of the faces of an organization that so many, not only people, but players believe cheated?
Well, I mean, that was one of the big questions. That was probably the number one question, when I was doing the interview. And I tell you, I really like Jim Crane, I mean, they're up against a wall right now, and he was looking for somebody that I think could kind of help steer them through that, at least for this year anyway. And, I actually thought I would have been the perfect guy, but they got a good one in Dusty. But you know what? It's like, the American public, Canadian public, if you come clean, they'll forgive you. They move on. They've always have in this game and in life, really. It's when you stonewall or you're not up front, then it doesn't go away. Then things get worse. So, my advice was, hey, the guy's got to come clean. you can't talk about it forever, but just, you know, lay it out there and then move on. You know, that's the best way you can do it. And you'd be amazed how people, okay, we get it. As long as we finally admit something. So, yeah, they got their hands full right now, but you know, if you think about it, Houston, my impression always was anyway, that, you know, probably one of the most lovable teams out there. I mean, fans gravitated to them. You know, they got the guys with great personality, energetic, good-looking guys, you know, and they win. And so they were kind of a fan favorite, I think, not just in Houston, but all over. So this kind of stained that a little bit, but they'll get through that. You know, but the key is, I mean, go out and have a good year, I guess. But they, you know, it'd probably be a long year, but they'll be fine.
Have you had a chance to get a sense of what the Braves organization is all about? You know, you've had a chance to meet Alex. You know Alex. You know Dana. There are other people there, I'm sure you know as well. But in terms of how they do things, is it sort of similar to the way the Jays did it, at least as far as you can tell?
Well, Jeff, you know, I'm not sure yet. I haven't. You know, I've only been in contact with Alex and Dane and some of the scouts and things like that, so I'm not sure. You know, I do. You know, our buddy DeMarlo Hale works over there too now, mm-hmm. in the minor leagues, doing some stuff. So they're that speaks volumes right there. But you know, I know how Alex works and some of the guys around him. So I can't believe things have changed any for him. You know, Alex will admit to you. You know, he went into Atlanta, you know, in a pretty good situation, a lot of good young players. And, you know, he's actually the perfect guy to take over for that. You know, he's, but, you know, he's got his way of doing things. And it's what he always did in Toronto. And I don't think probably any of that's changed.
Mm-hmm.
John, it's now sort of been a year. So you have a little bit of runway and a little bit of perspective. Just as an observer, I wanted to ask you where you thought the Blue Jays, where you think the Blue Jays are right now, and you saw the offseason that they had. They got a number one. It looks like it's going to be I don't know what their record's going to be, but it looks like it's going to be a pretty interesting year in Toronto.
Yeah, you know, it should be. You know, there's, you know, they had some good young players. You know, not many of my guys left over there. Is there any of them over there left? Okay, the guys that I was with, maybe Gary L., but there's not many. But, you know, we always heard, you know, about the good young players coming along, and you look at what some of them did last year, you know, so it looks like they're on the right track. And, you know, it takes a little time. Who knows how this year turns out, but it seems like they're doing things right. And some of these kids are coming into their own, and, you know, I'm happy for that. You know, I'll be a Blue Jay my whole life. You know, I'll be a Met and Blue Jay all my whole life. And, you know, they're guys, there's certain guys that it's easy to root for, if you want to know the truth. And you know what? I was there, kind of during the resurgence times, and I see what the fans in that country, your country, I shouldn't say that country, your country, JB. Should I say that?
Yeah, it's mine. I'm taking credit for it.
You and Trudeau. So you know, they get excited, man. And you put a winner on a field, competitive team. You know, we all saw what they could have, and they deserve that. Put it that way. Whenever that takes place, they deserve that.
The special assignment scout, will you be focusing on the major leagues? Will there be a little bit of major league scouting and college scouting or minor league scouting? How would you go about describing the job?
Yeah, you know, I'm not totally sure yet. Right now, you know, like last weekend, I was in North Carolina watching you know, checking out a catcher for NC State that, you know, the organization really likes. So I'm going to be doing this stuff that mostly up until draft time, I would think. And then, you know, after that, I'm not sure what they have in store for me. They may tell me to go home, and that'd be all right too. You know, take the summer off again. But, you know, I'm good at doing nothing, don't you?
Well, you know, they may end up sending you up here to do some advanced scouting up here. That would be good.
Advanced scouting of who? The Blue Jays?
Yeah, why not? Or do some scouting. I mean, you could finagle a trip up here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would put it this way. I would love to, because I miss that place. I really do, you know?
John, I'm guessing that not a lot of poutine, maybe, or ketchup chips being sold in North Carolina or Texas right now?
Nah, you know what? I've never seen it anywhere other than up there with you guys.
I can send you a bag of ketchup chips if you want.
there's not a trade, one of those trade embargoes or things on that? Or, no, that was just ketchup, wasn't it?
You never, it depends on the hour, John. You don't know, we'll have to check the law to see if we can, what we can send you right now.
Hey, by the way, when you, right. if you run if you run into Bernie Sanders, say hi to him for me, okay?
Hey, you weren't by any chance watching the Daytona 500, were you?
I was not. Were you watching it, Mr. Deitch?
Yes, I was, John. I saw that was a scary last lap, though, with Ryan Newman.
No, I wasn't talking about that. Yeah, I did see that. Yeah, that is scary. I was talking about the beginning of the...
Oh, the president race. Driving around in his big black car.
Yeah. For a pretty nice
pick. You know how many votes you know how many votes he got that day from just doing that?
Pretty nice paid advertisement.
I know. I'm sure he had to worry about that that pool of voters too, because a lot of those folks were leaning towards Bernie.
Yeah, John, having covered Daytona, let's just say that well, Jeff's right.
Just leave it at that.
Not a lot of Sanders Warren voters in the crowd probably that day.
That's right.
John, we appreciate you doing this. Listen, we really, congratulations. It's great to have you back in the game. And travel safely, my friend. It's great to hear your voice again.
Hey, boys, man, I appreciate it. I miss you guys, man. I wish you the best, too. And we'll meet again someday. You know how this game works.